Welcome back to In Depth for another segment. I'm so lucky to have these people in the studio. Mary Hutchinson, Chief Executive Officer for Step 2. And we have Chad, remind me your last name.
Grayott.
Chad Grayott, who is the event organizer for A Night Out in Reno. How are both of you?
Wonderful.
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So, Mary, let's go to you first. Okay. Step 2, what is happening with this wonderful organization right now?
So, a little bit, just real quick about Step 2. We're a local private nonprofit. We've been in Reno since 1986, so we're on our 34th year here in our community. And we serve an underserved population that is women, primarily moms, who are battling substance use disorder.
Right.
So we're a long-term treatment program here in Reno for these women and their children as they move onto our campus. And the women receive treatment and we help kids and moms rebuild their lives.
That's really beautiful. And I think haven't you had some kind of advancements as far as your campus goes or housing and stuff like that?
Yep. We have been steadily growing over the last few years. We put in a residential facility on our campus. We have the 25 cottages that the Builders Association of Northern Nevada keeps remodeling and revamping for us. And we've just broke ground on our last project on that campus just because we're out of space. And that signature landscape is doing a really nice walk, run path and exercise equipment for our women on our campus.
That's really a fantastic thing.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's almost done. It's looking fabulous. So our women, we're very self-served on our campus. We have everything that our women need to receive treatment and rebuild their lives.
All right. And you actually not only provide housing and stuff like that, but women with kids, of course, they get help in that regard. And as far as classes go, too.
Yeah, we're a holistic program. So we're looking at these women whole lives, not just Sally has a substance use disorder. Let's give her some treatment for that. We're addressing homelessness, poverty, domestic violence, housing issues, which is such a huge issue in our community. We are reunifying women with children that have been removed from them and then helping them line up child care and helping mom get back to work with gainful employment, and how do we get transportation then to and from work and daycare? We're letting them practice this life in a sober, healthy environment on our campus. Most women are with us anywhere from a year to a year and a half, so they have the ability to make lasting change.
Yes, and you just kind of mentioned a bunch of issues. They all kind of feed into each other. I mean, substance abuse isn't a standalone thing.
It never is a standalone thing.
Yeah.
Last year, we just ran our numbers for 2019. 97% of the women who walked through our doors have been the victims of domestic violence in their lifetime.
Wow.
That is staggering. 84% report a family history of substance use. So these women are coming from families where substance use was an issue. And with substance use, almost always comes some level of domestic violence, poverty, homelessness. It is a cycle that goes through generations of families. And Step 2's stated mission is to break the cycle of addiction in families.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. And in light of that, you're putting on this wonderful event, A Night Out in Reno. And Chad is here. He's the event organizer. So how did you kind of get hooked up with Step 2?
Well, the relationship was created through mutual friends that we found out we had.
Oh,
I was
okay.
talking to a friend who's an accountant, and he was asking exactly what was going on with the program for how we were going to create the event. And I told him there's a couple different nonprofits that were in mind originally for the event. And immediately he halted the conversation and said, "Have you had an opportunity to reach out to Step 2?" And I said, "I had not." And so he created the relationship. And within the same week, I had an opportunity to go and view the campus, which was a phenomenal facility that they're hosting. Mary actually gave me a full tour of the facility from the different processes of how the women progress through the program over the course of times and graduating through the programs and how the kids are engaged and allowed to be brought along through the cycle. And the base of the program was phenomenal, from nutritional background, financial background, assisting with job implementation and progressing them through the cycles that the campus does offer into the cottages that Mary brought up was very unique and something I had never seen before. And it really was very heartfelt, really impacts you, especially being in that environment, because a lot of the ladies that were progressing in the program were there. I had a chance to meet them and their smiles were beautiful. And you could really see the consideration that everybody working in Step 2's program to change the lives of the others was taking impact on these ladies. It was very beautiful.
That's really cool. So Night Out in Reno, would this event be happening kind of regardless of kind of the beneficiary, or how does it work exactly?
Correct. So the event was created around the idea that the charity events that are currently offered in Reno for the different nonprofits that we currently have available are more directed around the older demographics. And so this event was created under the impression of making a statement on Reno for getting the younger generations to see how much fun a charity event can be.
Right.
And when the relationship was created with Step 2, then it evolved astronomically into so many more fun perspectives about different ideas, how we can create awareness for Step 2 and really draw in this younger crowd to see, okay, this is a beautiful program that's in Reno. Some people might know about it, some might not. Mm-hmm. But after this event, they're all going to know about it. Their friends will know about it as well for all the participants that will be attending the event. And so it'll create a domino effect of that awareness campaign towards Step 2 coinciding with a beautiful event mixed around endless entertainment, thrilling games that'll be offered, and a really good social environment, crowd of everybody coming together as well.
That's really cool. So when did Night Out in Reno actually come about?
Originally, the first-ish quarter of 2019, the idea was created. There's a large following of us that attend a lot of the charity events in town. And based on all the different ones that we've seen, we've kind of stole and gathered ideas from
the
different
bits.
Ones exactly
yeah.
to coincide them to make it more exciting.
Yeah.
You know, some of them are more of a traditional approach. Some are more catered around the idea of a generic entertainment aspect. And what we're trying to do now is create an event that targets all the different personality profiles so that if you're shy, if you're introvert, if you're extrovert, if you're loud, any person that goes to this event will be able to engage in the different activities and have a great time in their own comfort zone while benefiting Step 2.
Cool. Well, give me the details. Night Out in Reno, what's going to happen at this thing?
So the event is...
If you're allowed to reveal it.
Most definitely.
You might want to tease it a little bit.
So there's going to be a series of different entertainment that's going to be occurring on a main stage, from professional ballet performances from a local group, professional Latin dances, salsa, the tango, the mamba, cha-cha-cha, as well as different arts of hip-hop dancing. We're incorporating some performances that aren't too common, like a sire wheel and agro acrobats. And so that'll be occurring on the main stage. So on the other side of the room, there'll be an incorporation of about 40 different games, some brought over from the Midway, some just brought over from us, including air hockey, foosball, cornhole, chicken launching,
wow.
throwing bean bags into tic-tac-toe arcade-style games. And then we're going to incorporate the dancing aspect around that. So we'll have a silent disco occurring with multiple different channels. So you'll have different DJs that'll be competing to gain the interest of the following crowd that has the headphones on, as well as entertainment coordinated around a live art appeal. So we'll have live art shows that'll be conducted at the event, as well as live food demonstrations, and then incorporation of about 10 different aerial acrobatics occurring throughout the room. Magicians, stilt walkers, puppeteers, glitter artists. And that'll all be occurring in a black tie creative atmosphere.
Okay.
So we're definitely sticking around the black tie atmosphere, but allowing guests to change up color combinations in their attire so that they can express themselves more through the power of color. So that's kind of a generic start to the evening.
My gosh, generic? That was like, this is like a variety show. It's like a whole thing, just kind of, it's a hodgepodge is what it is.
Absolutely.
Hodgepodge of fun.
Absolutely. And as it gets closer and closer, we keep getting more creative on more ideas that we can implement into the event so that this awareness campaign can be as large as it possibly can be.
Very good. And I mean, I imagine you need a large space for this, for all these goings on. So where is this going to be held?
Yes, sir. At the Reno Ballroom downtown. The
Reno Ballroom downtown. And what is the date?
The date is March 28th.
March 28th. And what are we looking at as far as tickets go?
So there's two different parts of the tickets. There's a VIP dinner experience, which is a more culinary experience, allows you to access the room prior to the main crowd. That's from 5:30 until 7. And those tickets are only offered in packages of 10 for $1,600, so $160 a ticket. And the reasoning behind that is so that we can control an atmosphere of engagement in the room. it won't be your traditional style dinner where you sit down, formally have a steak and lobster entree and listen to a speech. It'll be a white glove tray passing atmosphere so that anybody that's in the room will have an opportunity to engage their friends, play the games, watch private performances before the main crowd while eating hors d'oeuvres that will be passed around the room. So there'll be about 15 different styles of food items offered for those hors d'oeuvres. And then the main event will be from 7 until 10:30. And that's where the general admission crowd will come into the room and engage with the VIP dinner experience guests.
Awesome. And where can you get tickets?
So you can get tickets at anightoutinreno.com. The general admission ones are $100
a piece. $100
a piece.
Yes, and they're available right now, I assume.
Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Well, then, yeah, we're here plenty early, so people get your tickets. And what do we, I mean, is there a money goal? Is there an attendance goal? What are we looking at?
The more the merrier. On
Absolutely.
Both fronts, yeah.
Absolutely.
Really, the experience that we're looking for is just people to come together and have a really fun, unique evening. Most of this is just Chad's brainchild, and we should donate his brain to science after
it's
this.
It's insane, man. All these ideas.
It is. But the idea is just to have a really fun event for people in a nice, fun atmosphere and just celebrate all that's Reno and to give back to Step 2 as well.
All right. Fantastic. Anything else you guys want to put out there about this event? I mean, Chad laid it out pretty dang well.
He did.
And anything as far as Step 2, any future plans?
This is the next thing on our horizon. We were thrilled that Chad chose Step 2 to be the beneficiary of this event. I personally am looking forward to just a really fun night with peers in Reno. And other than that, we're plugging along. We have our golf tournament coming up. We just put foursomes on sale for that. It's on May 30th. Information on our events can be found at step2reno.org.
All right. Very cool. Well, thank you, Mary, and thank you, Chad.
Thank you,
Absolutely.
Ian.
Absolutely.